the nature of this boat is, if there was wind, I would have made Ketchikan a long time ago. You know, it's, this thing rocks. I mean, so the fastest I've sailed is 15.8 knots on this trip. And of course, the slowest is backwards. So I'm wondering what's going on. I think part of my keel coating, you know, I've got problems on the starboard side of the keel coating, which I've partly fixed. But I'm suspicious that there's a couple of pieces that have dropped off. If I can see weird bubbles when I'm on a starboard tack and I look over the side, I can see like some pretty serious aeration in two areas, because I really like running on the spinnaker in the same kind of winds as when I was sailing in training before I bumped the bottom at Cary Island. I've been in double digits once other than the time that I hit, well, Seymour Narrows was like 12 point something, and I did hit, I think in Johnstone Strait, hit 15.8, and then that was right before I broached. I broached twice, both times from like Willy Waz coming down, like really hard, way huge accelerations from battle waves. The first one in Johnson Strait, it was with the Jennifer up. I broached hard, managed to get the sail in the bag, you know, water pouring into the cockpit, nothing too scary, you know, managed it. And then I broached right after I'd seen all those, whatever it was, 50 whales or so. And later when I looked at the chart, it was called Squally. Squally Passage. And when I look back, there's this real clear mountain passage between two mountain humps. And just watching it, I could see that the wind, that's where the wind was coming in through. Clearly came down through that pass, hit me solid, and knocked me over. At that time, trying to get the sail down, the sail was in the water, was wrapped around the bow, was headed underneath the boat. So I just leaned over and grabbed some of the cloth and just started shoving it back into the sun. I mean, it was like, the next day it was like an hour to untangle all the crap. Everything was completely tied in knots, lines wrapped around everything. It was just a fucking disaster. I mean, I think the boat sails great. The anchor works really great. The pedal drive, this boat is just too heavy to make any decent progress, for a long period of time. So I really haven't, and I have an issue with the chain jumping off a lot. So I just haven't, put it to much use. I think by the time me, my stuff in the boat, probably it's 1,100 pounds, right? And Colin Angus's boat is 165 pounds, I think he said somewhere, or something like that. So for him, he's got, you know, that's, he pushes 10 times what he has to push through the water, right? And the thing is, if you take, like I have not, I mean, it'll be interesting, I haven't pulled it on a beach and took the boat over to see if there's damage to the keel that some of the coatings cause out, because it doesn't make any sense that I'm not going to fix it with. But it feels like I just have not been able to get the same speeds as I was before I left for the race. Like I can't pedal at more than like about 1 point. The tweaking, there's some lateral play in the spectacle that I was never able to get rid of, even by putting extra washers in there and like the bushings. The chain, yeah, it just gets out of the line enough that it pops off. The secret to keeping your chain from rusting is McLube sail coat. I spray that up. I take the whole bike down with that, actually. That stuff is way better than anything else, than bike lube or Lanacoat. I mean, Lanco was great until it got really thick, but the sail coat's really great.